how do we know if we should interpret something literally or spiritually?
All right. Now, in our message yesterday, in our presentation yesterday, we talked about unlocking the book of Revelation. And we looked at some of this symbolic language in Revelation and in the book of Daniel in the Old Testament. Well, the way you read the Bible is you read it literally until you come across something that you say, hey, wait a minute, this cannot be literally. Here there must be a symbolic meaning. And often that is the case when it comes to prophecy. For example, yesterday we spoke about this beast in Revelation 13. And when you read the description, this beast has feet of a bear and the body of a leopard and the mouth of a lion. Well, never ever seen such an animal. So this must be symbolic language. So read the Bible literally, but when you come across something like in prophecy, a symbol, then definitely it is to be interpreted.
Because even in Revelation, we can often find that the number is actually literal, but what it's describing can be symbolic as well.
That's right.
Seven beasts or whatever. And
we'll get more into that as the series continues.
We'll unfold that as we go. We'll unlock it as we go.
Yes, yes.